Say hello to the largest open model ever built, and it tells you it's Claude. It's Thursday, July 16th, and that answer is the whole story of the day it's shipped. Moonshot AI released Kimi K3 this morning. 2.8 trillion parameters, a mixture of experts with a million token context and native vision. The biggest open-weight model anyone has ever put online, and Moonshot's own scorecard has it beating Anthropic's Opus 4.8 on every line it prints. Then you say hello, ask Kimi K3 who it is, and it answers, "I am Claude, an AI assistant created by Anthropic. We reproduce that from our own desk today." The exchange is posted. It isn't a glitch. Back in February, Anthropic published the receipts. Three Chinese labs, more than 16 million exchanges, pulled through some 24,000 fake accounts to train their own models. Moonshot's share was put at 3.4 million, aimed at coding and tool use. Distillation copies behavior, and behavior includes the part where a model, asked its name, reaches for the one it learned from. The independent numbers are cooler than the sales sheet. Artificial analysis has K3 clearing Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.5 and losing to Fable 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol. What's not in dispute is the price. $3 per million tokens in, 15 out. About half the cost per finished task of Opus. Near frontier work, downloadable, at a discount. The open question is what's inside it. And K3 wasn't alone. A day earlier, Mira Marathi's Thinking Machines Lab, until now the most closed of the new labs, made its first model open weights first. Inkling, 975 billion parameters, weights on Hugging Face day one. Two near frontier open models in 30 hours. A month ago, the question was whether the frontier labs would ever hand out downloadable weights. This week, two of them did. The other big story was a break-in. Hugging Face disclosed that an autonomous AI agent walked its production infrastructure end-to-end over a weekend, exploiting its data pipeline, harvesting credentials, moving between internal clusters. No public models or data sets were touched, and they're telling users to rotate access tokens. The tell is how they caught it. They ran the forensics over 17,000 recorded events using GLM 5.2, an open weight model. The same open capability that shipped twice this week as a product ran both sides of a real breach. The weapon and the detective, neither one a person. To the tape. We open a watch on Alphabet, the listed name caught in the crossfire. Gemini Notebook puts a sandboxed computer in every notebook, but a paid frontier model now competes with free weights at half the price. We hold the Nvidia watch, where more open models means more inference either way, and the Micron long, untouched by a day of model news. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call, the launch day line that Kimi K3 beats Opus 4.8, does not survive independent testing. By September 15th, no two neutral evaluators put K3 above Opus on a majority of agentic coding benchmarks. It lands inside Opus's band, not above it. What proves us wrong is two independent leaderboards ranking it at or above Opus by then. The weights go public on July 27th. That's the day everyone gets to see how much of the largest open model on Earth was ever Moonshot's to give away.